For more analysis, we're now joined live by Shika Dalmia, Senior Policy Analyst with the Reason Foundation. Good to have you with us. We have just heard from the Israeli Defense Forces spokesperson who says there's no need to justify their actions. Those actions include the deaths of several children. Do you think it's justified?
Well, there is going to be overheated rhetoric on both sides. The situation is kind of intolerable for, you know, both the Palestinians in Gaza as well as Israelis. The problem right now is that there is really no entity in the Palestinian areas that is governing. Hamas is not under the control of Fatah, and Hamas itself has lost control of Gaza with all kinds of radical organizations that are perpetrating, you know, the kind of rocket fire that Israel has witnessed. Now, all of that is, of course, due to the fact that the Palestinian economy is in shambles, partly because of an Israeli blockade from a very long time. So there's a great deal of radicalization and disenchantment, in the Gaza Strip. But Israel at this point, you know, with the elections coming in January, Netanyahu cannot look like a weak president who's just sitting back and taking rocket fire from the Gaza Strip without really doing anything about it. And so, you know, there have been a few casualties, but if Israel can keep the casualties under some control, or civilian casualties under some control, I think Israel could get away with this.
Now, I just want to touch a little bit on what you talked about the Prime Minister Netanyahu, his upcoming re-election. What can you tell us about the timing of these attacks, bearing in mind that these elections are on their way?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, Israel has been looking for a long time to find an excuse to go into Gaza and clear up the terrorist network that has kind of sprouted up over there in the last 2 years since it was there last. And the rocket fire from the Palestinian areas has given it, you know, a clear excuse to do that. And the time it could have done it in many, you know, any time it wanted. I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence that it is kind of tied to the January elections. But, you know, Israel would have done it sooner or later, I believe.
What about Egypt? If it opens the Rafah border crossing, then militants could enter Gaza. Does this conflict have, you know, the capacity to grow into a full-scale war involving more multiple participants?
You know, one reason I think that Israel chose to go in now is because the situation in its neighboring countries is kind of spinning out of control. It used to be able to count on Egypt and Hosni Mubarak to keep Hamas and Gaza somewhat in check. Iran was, you know, not in quite a fragile state as it is right now. And Syria is, of course, exploding. And I think Israel actually wanted to do something in Gaza before these old arrangements still have some staying power and are not completely overturned by new regimes that come in place. Now, you know, there are huge risks involved, and one of them you just stated, which is that if Egypt opens its border crossing with Israel, you know, there could be all-out war. I don't think Egypt is really going to do that. I don't think Morsi has settled in well enough in his new role to be able to pick a big fight with Israel, and it will be a big fight. I mean, I don't see the U.S. in any way backing away from its support of Israel. You know, Obama might not want to be dragged into this conflict right now, but I think if the push comes to shove, I think the U.S. will stand behind Israel, and I don't think Egypt can afford that right now.
We're following this story very closely. Shika Dalmia, Senior Policy Analyst with Reason Foundation. Thank you for your time.